This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Tomorrow's not just any July 7th. It's 7-7-07. And as we've all been hearing for months, hordes of couples are thinking all those sevens will bring good luck. Many are headed to Las Vegas and other marriage meccas to get hitched.
They may not overcome the larger trend. Married couples are actually becoming a rarity. Less than one in four U.S. households includes a husband and a wife. As NPR's Celeste Headlee reports, marriage rates are even lower among the working class.
If you believe the current research, Ebony Jackson is a typical example of his generation. He's 31, working class, unmarried, and has no intention of getting married in the near future.
My generation loves sex too much, and maybe they don't feel like getting tied on to one person right now. To not feel obligated, in my opinion, I feel they'd rather not get married.
Jackson says he has a steady girlfriend who'd like to settle down, but he's wary of making a commitment that may not last.
I don't want to go through all this, the money that we're going to put into it, which I don't have much of. I'm struggling as it is to get married and all of a sudden get a divorce 2-3 months down the road. I don't want to do it.
Across all economic and cultural lines, fewer Americans are getting married now than ever before. But marriage rates for those with less education and less money are significantly lower than among their upper-class counterparts. Census figures show that in households with an income of more than $75,000 a year, 92% of children live with two parents. For families making less than $15,000 a year, only 20% of kids live with two parents. And David Shumway at Carnegie Mellon says that's cause for concern. Evidence strongly suggests that married people in all income levels are better off than their single counterparts.
It's not clear that there's an absolute causal relationship there, but it is evidence. Moreover, the divorce rate is falling in all classes. So there is some suggestion if we could get people into marriages, that would be a benefit to society.
But Linda Lindsay of Maryville University in St. Louis says many social scientists have it backward. She says they're blaming low marriage rates among the poor for the growing income gap between classes.
These people say it's driven by the social class marriage gap, and talk about glossing over major kinds of economic trends.
Still, money clearly plays a major role in most people's decision to get married.
I'm just waiting because I haven't got my financial situation exactly the way I want it yet.
38-year-old Clyde Dromes has three children out of wedlock, and he says he plans to get married someday. Linda Lindsay says for people like Clyde, getting married probably won't fix his financial situation. In other words, Lindsay says, marriage doesn't make you healthy and wealthy, but being healthy and wealthy helps you stay married.
Some studies show, for example, that white rural couples do not have the marriage benefit because they start out poor. They get married, and the economic well-being and family stability that is supposed to be associated with marriage doesn't happen for them.
But Ron Haskins, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says the rising number of single-parent families is the real reason Americans should worry about low marriage rates. He says, in the end, the best situation for kids is two married parents.
Anything else, children in that situation are lower on all kinds of good things and higher on all kinds of bad things. Good things like less achievement in school, bad things like the probability of being arrested or having a baby outside marriage as a teenager.
Haskins says women with college degrees rarely have babies outside of wedlock, and they delay marriage, but they get married eventually at high rates. 15-year-old Chandra says she knows lots of girls who've had children while still in high school, but that's not going to be her fate.
I want to go in and finish school and stuff before I even get married because I'm afraid if I ever get married before I finish school that it'll be crazy. My marriage will get in the way of me going to school, then we have problems. And
Chandra is an African-American working-class child of a single mother. So if she does what she plans to, she'll flout most current research about marriage trends, unwed mothers, and the so-called marriage gap. Celeste Headlee, NPR News, Detroit.